A tragic story out of Australia. 27 refugees died this morning in a boat crash. A boat that's suspected of smuggling refugees toward Australia smashed against rocks. It sank in heavy seas. 42 have reportedly survived. We have an eyewitness report here from a woman named Ingrid who spoke to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
I've only just realised that the boat's broken up and people are in the water. I saw children on that boat. I saw children screaming, and I can hear children screaming.
Oh, that's horrible.
I know. Join us now is BBC's Nick Bryant in Sydney, who's been following the story. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, and we've been hearing harrowing testimony for hours now from these people on Christmas Island who awoke to the sound of children screaming, and they ran down to the cliffs. They saw this boat trying to get to shore in the most turbulent seas that fishermen had seen in months, apparently, and tried to do all they could to try and rescue them. But a perilous situation, a journey that began in desperation, ending in disaster for those suspected asylum seekers.
So, as far as we know, this was a boat bringing refugees from where?
We believe these people, families, were from Iran and Iraq. What generally happens is they fly to Indonesia. They hook up with these people smugglers who operate in these boats by cramming as many people as they can into what are pretty unseaworthy vessels. And then they head to Australian territory. Now, normally they're intercepted by the Australian Navy before they reach Australian shores. In this instance, they managed to get very close to Christmas Island, which is Australian territory in the Indian Ocean. I mean, they were just meters from the shore, but of course then the boat crashed into these jagged rocks. It broke apart in a matter of minutes. The seas were just strewn with wreckage and people fighting for their lives, and it was at that point, obviously, that this rescue operation began. Local people hurling ropes into the sea, hurling life jackets, hurling life rafts, the Australian Navy getting a couple of small speedboats to the scene fairly quickly, and it does seem they managed to get over 40 people out, but it also seems that more than 24 people died.
And the refugees coming to Christmas Island, especially since it's closest to Indonesia, is that a common occurrence, and is this sparking a debate about seekers of asylum in Australia?
Yeah, they don't always navigate directly towards Christmas Island, but often they end up there because they get intercepted by the Australian Navy, and that's where they take them. The Australians like boat people to be processed offshore, so their main processing facility is on Christmas Island. Is it a big debate here? You bet. It's a huge debate. It was one of the key issues at the last election a few months ago. The Conservative opposition here claiming that the Labor government was soft on asylum seekers because it is some of the border protection policies have been relaxed in recent years. So this is a big thing. I mean, oddly, far more asylum seekers arrive in Australia by air, but there's a somewhat paranoid reaction, according to refugee groups, about the relatively small number who head to Australia by boat. It is a big issue. And even before this rescue operation had finished, the political debate had been stoked up again.
That is the BBC's Nick Bryant reporting from Sydney on a tragedy there. A boat reportedly bringing refugees to Australia crashed on rocks. 27 refugees died. 42 have survived.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.